broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And welcome back to the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 here at the Signia Hotel. We're so excited to have Megan Hines. That's how you say your name, right?
Hinesy, yeah.
Hinesy, got it. Uh-huh. Megan Hinesy here in the booth. I'm so excited to talk to you because you were just saying you're the co-host here.
Yes, I am the co-host. This was amazing this year. We had over 1,000 attendees at the Georgia Technology Summit. And what is even more amazing to me is that how quickly we all got it together. So 90 days ago, I was nominated again to be the co-host for 3 years in a row. And we didn't have a staff tag yet. A brand new staff came on 60 days before the event. So everybody together, the whole entire tag board, including the tag staff, got together and kicked off this amazing event. We got the governor to come in, the mayor, Monica Kaufman Pearson, who was just amazing.
I heard it was so inspiring.
It was inspiring. And the fact that she thought, okay, back in the day, you know, you're talking about 1973. She's like, all right, I'm going to get that job. She's like, all right, somebody already told me I was bad at the news. I'm going to be a reporter and I'm going to do it however I can. And the fact that she took modeling, she's like, I'm going to be the best speaker in the world. I'm going to do anything I can. And the fact in 1975, she beat out Oprah Winfrey.
Wow. Oh, that's a feather in her cap, I imagine. I would take that as a large feather in my cap.
I think she does, but she gets really upset because Oprah always digs into her like, you took my job.
Well, listen, she was where she was supposed to be, looking at how successful she's been and some of the adversity that she's had. Just knowing that even though she's somewhat retired, you know, she still is affecting the world in a positive way. It is inspiring.
Absolutely. I think there's two things on that. One is also talking about what's important from a news perspective to making sure that you actually know where you're getting your news from. And then the second thing, being a powerful woman as well. So yesterday, I thought was really interesting. She talked to 350 women at the Cherokee and Country Club, and she was talking about breast cancer awareness. And today, you know, this month, the month of March is women's. And one of the things that I think is important is a lot of people forget about breast cancer awareness. A lot of us just don't think about it. I'm also a breast cancer survivor as well. And she's 27 years. I'm only 3 years.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. But it's not about that. But women need to be advocates for their own health. And oftentimes we don't because we're worried about our kids. We're worried about jobs. We're worried about everybody else but ourselves. And at the end of the day, if you're not healthy, it's just like when you're on the plane. If you don't put that oxygen mask on first, you got to take care of yourself first.
It's true. I love that there's that promotion of helping each other and reminding each other how those are important things to keep track of. You're right. It's very easy for most people, like in an industry, even technology industry, no matter what, you're putting other people and other thoughts ahead of yourself. I mean, I love the fact that you are like, I'm going to dig in to make this work this year and I'm going to get people together. I don't care what it costs me. And look at how successful you've been now, like having this over 1,000 attendees. It's incredible.
Yes, we sold out. So we had 1,175.
Holy cow. So, could you believe it? I'm thinking how stressful that must have been 90 days ago to not even have any of this put together. And then now you're looking around at all the people's lives that you're affecting.
So the hotel was just finished. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't.
So when I went to go visit it in January, I was a little bit nervous. But they said, John Legend sang here, you're going to be fine. Because last year we're at the Georgia World Congress Center and the acoustics were terrible at the very beginning. It sounded like we were all the adults from Peanuts. And I wanted to make sure the acoustics were perfect. And so I came down here. I had just had knee surgery. So I had a big brace on and crutches because I wanted to make sure this was the best place to have it. And it is.
Look at you. Look how much you're accomplishing. You know, even putting things that are important for yourself, you know, kind of aside so that you can really make sure that this is as successful as it possibly can be.
Well, when I sign up for something, I want to make sure it's successful.
Well, it is. Don't you feel like it is? I mean, it's so impressive.
Yes, it is successful. And again, I just want to thank everybody that helped out. I mean, we have our sponsors, we have the fabulous Tag board, the fabulous people that work at Tag, but even the employees at the Signia Hotel. I mean, they were just phenomenal when I was walking around here saying, we'll help you with anything you need. And I love that. And the fact that you guys are here too, just promoting us, we really appreciate it.
How long have you been associated with Tag?
So I joined in December of 2020. And is, you know, during COVID, and I was like, I need to meet people. So right before COVID, I closed my offices here in March of 2020. But that was already thought of because there was only 60 people in the area. And I was like, okay, we're going to save some money. Well, I didn't know that I wasn't going to be able to travel after that.
I know, right? That was the exact moment, right? Ground zero of pandemic.
So I joined the board in 2020, December 2020. And right away, they said, okay, you get to be the content chair for the Georgia Technology Summit. And I guess they liked my content so well that for 3 years in a row, now I've been the co-host for the Georgia Technology Summit, which has been phenomenal. I mean, it's just a great way to meet people through the Technology Association of Georgia and all the different societies. You know, really, when we say we're like networking, engaging, et cetera, I think it's important because we all learn from each other.
It's true. Has anything been surprising to you this year that you've seen with vendors or with some of the speakers in terms of technology?
I think Daryl with the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is so big this year. After ChatGPT and not while watching NVIDIA grow, et cetera, there's so much focus on it. And the fact that, you know, he's a little bit more like, okay, yes, there's 50% of us that are fine with technology and artificial intelligence. The other 50% are not fine with it. A few years ago, which is funny, at the Georgia Technology Summit, you know, I was talking about content. I did lead the panel on the rise of the machines and artificial intelligence.
No kidding.
So it's kind of funny that we're going full circle, that people are now really, really talking about it.
Yeah, it's so pervasive, isn't it? It's kind of everywhere as it is. Well, that's actually really exciting to see that how much you're able to promote something that is affecting so many people's lives, you know?
Yes. And people don't realize that artificial intelligence and machine learning has been there forever. So it's not a brand new concept. We've had it for a long time, but people don't realize it. Not really till ChatGPT came out. Mm-hmm. It was like really public awareness, which is kind of crazy. But we've had machine learning and artificial intelligence for a very long time, and it gets better every single day. Yeah, it could be scary, but as Daryl said from Gartner, if you put some governance around it, you can control it.
What would make this feel like a complete home run of an event for you?
I want everybody to post on their social media that they came and they're back here next year. And I hopefully every single vendor that we see here today will be back next year as well. You know, that's to me is that if there's that engagement from the day you leave here to all the way to next year, that would be exciting. And that you want to join the Technology Association of Georgia.
You know, it's. I think you might be needing a bigger space at some point, given that you sold out this year and it just gets bigger and bigger every year. How exciting.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you're doing good work. You're working really hard. You're encouraging people to have open minds about the different ways technology affects our lives. And so I thank you so much for being such an advocate for not just the vendors, but for people like the average people who lives are going to be affected, whether we're ready or not, with the technology that's coming.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you all again for tuning in. And we will have our next interview in just a little bit from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024.